Welcome back to a new episode of the Weekly Trash Recap Podcast. I'm Joe from B1029, and we have Shiloh from B1029 as we recap and discuss some of the big Hollywood news and gossip from the week of March 11th, 2024. So let's kick things off with a little drama. Kelly Clarkson, she, if you remember back in November, she won $2.6 million against her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, after going against some California labor laws and mishandling some deals regarding The Voice and Norwegian Cruise Line, also Wayfair, and I believe there was something else too. Going after her ex and her ex-father-in-law's management company called Starstruck Entertainment for violating California labor laws, according to Page Six, that the acting agency is, quote, an unlicensed talent agency that allegedly booked some business deals on Kelly's behalf dating back to 2007. So the lawsuit states, quote, based on the wrongful acts and conduct of Starstruck, all agreements between the parties should be declared void and unenforceable, and all monies previously paid by cross complaint or complainants. I don't know. To Starstruck should be disgorged. Well, they use such fancy language. From yeah, Starstruck forthwith. It's like, just write it in plain English. Don't use all these fancy word terms. Just write what it is. Jeez. I feel like they do that on purpose. So you're like, wait, what? And you feel dumb because you have to go and relook up these words. But anyway, basically, Brandon Blackstock and his father's management company, Starstruck Entertainment, allegedly violated California labor laws, acting as a, quote, unlicensed talent agency, and booked some business deals on behalf of Kelly Clarkson dating back to 2007. And those should be null and void, and she should be, you know, paid back for everything that she gave to them. I don't know. I mean, look, she won against her ex-husband back in 2003, November. And I don't know. She may end up winning this one. I'll tell you what. Kelly Clarkson, you piss her off, she's going to come after you. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
she Brandon got that Black's talk show now.
Yeah, she got the talk show now. And I mean, look, things got pretty nasty between she and her ex-husband. So she's going to make sure she hit him where it hurts, in the pocketbook.
Absolutely.
So we'll see how that one shakes out for her. Also, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's daughter, Northwest, apparently dropped a new album. Yeah, it was on March 10th she dropped a new album, and the title is called Elementary School Dropout, which is a nod to Kanye's 2004 album, The College Dropout. Now, look, I do not believe that Northwest has dropped out of elementary school. When I first read this, my initial thought was the Grease song's Beauty School Dropout, and then as Shiloh reminded me, well, Kanye had that album in 2004. I'm like, oh yeah, The College Dropout. That's where she was going with that. Yeah.
I think it's super cute.
It is. And you can't blame her for wanting to follow in her dad's footsteps. So I have not listened to anything from it yet. I don't know if I really want to.
No offense, that's how I am. West.
I mean, she's 10 years old. I can't imagine it's, you know, a real banger of an album.
Exactly. I hate to be like that, but like, I mean, look, no.
I haven't seen the latest charts, unless all of a sudden, we, you know, when this episode drops and we look at the music charts and she's like in the top 10, it's like, oh, maybe we should look at this. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't particularly, this is a controversial opinion, so forgive me, but I don't particularly love Kanye West's music. And that's not because I'm a Swiftie. I've kind of always been that way. Like, right. It's all right, but
yeah,
like, he's not my favorite rapper.
Yeah, I mean, look, Gold Digger comes on, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to shut it off, but at the same time, I don't seek out his music.
Exactly. I'm not going out of my way to, I got to hear some Kanye today.
Yeah, exactly.
Yay today. I'm like, yeah, if it comes on, I'm like, oh yeah, this one was good. Yeah. So maybe you're interested, but yeah, Northwest's new album or debut album, Elementary School Dropout, is out now for you to join in on. Let's see. Also in the news, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce
are
enjoying some, quote, nesting time. Taylor back from her her time from Singapore on the Eras tour. And so now that the two are kind of, you know, have some time off, they are basically enjoying some nesting time. A source tells Us Weekly they're focused on rest and recuperation and relaxing at home and having low-key and chill time. They're enjoying movie nights in her home theater. She's in there at their home on the West Coast. And then catching up on films and shows they've missed.
So, yeah, sure. But also, yeah. I mean, yeah, of course.
Right. I mean, look, she's been on tour this whole time. He's been preparing for the Super Bowl. And obviously now that his NFL season's done, he went to go see her in Australia. I think he also showed up too for one of her shows in Singapore. So, yes, you know, he's been the supportive boyfriend, you know, he's been by going to support her. So obviously, you know, he's been taking some trips too, but Taylor doing most of the work, being on stage night after night, you know, needs a little break. Now her tour doesn't resume. The European part of her leg of her Eras tour starts in May, I believe, early May in Paris. So, you know, they got a couple of months. And, I agree. They need some downtime, need some time to kind of just be a couple. And, I'm sure that he will probably go and see her before his NFL training season starts. Could probably go see her a couple times in Europe. She's going to be here in Indianapolis, later this year, November.
Have you gotten any tickets for that yet?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did not make the list.
Have we reached out to her team and said, hey, B1029 needs to be at the Eras Tour?
I would think so. I mean, even if I'm like way up in the very nosebleed part of Lucas Oil Stadium and I have stand for the whole show, you know, sure.
I'm not even opposed to being outside. Of the stadium and just
make sure the roof is open so I can hear, you know.
Exactly. Jeez. I do have another.
Well, I guarantee you there are going to be people camping outside of that stadium just so they could hear it.
Absolutely. And I do have a Taylor Swift related question for you.
Okay.
Will you be listening to the new album, Tortured Poets Department?
I'm sure there will be some songs that I will definitely listen to because there will be songs that we're going to play on the station because, you know, the first single comes out, everybody's going to play it.
Yeah, but will you listen to the album?
I don't know if I'll listen to the songs. Yeah, I don't know if I'll listen to. Look, I've never actually listened to a whole Taylor Swift album. I'll be honest. I know. Look, I listen to the popular ones on the album and then I read about, you know, all the little theories about every little song on the album. But yeah, I don't really listen to whole albums anymore, hardly. I mean, that just goes for anybody. I just, you know, listen to, if I like the song, cool. I don't listen to whole albums anymore.
Yeah.
I used to.
I feel you.
Now so much, not anymore. Yeah.
Well, it's a different culture now. Now we can just stream a song that we like instead of having to buy the whole CD and.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I'll just look when the new album drops, I'll just come to you and be like, okay, Schuyler, what little nuggets of information did you pull from this album?
Yeah, we'll have to have like a full episode of my thoughts and opinions.
Yes. The Schuyler Tortured Poets.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a clever name. Poet. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Madam Web, I did not see it. Did you go and see Madam Web?
I did not. I'm not a huge Dakota Johnson fan, to be completely honest.
I think the last Dakota Johnson thing I saw was, I think, the first 50 Shades movie.
I saw that against my will. I know that sounds dramatic, but I did not want to see it.
Yeah, I did too. Right. I didn't want to see it either, but anyway. look, when my wife and I saw this trailer in theaters, when it was first announced, we saw the trailer, we're like, I mean, look, you have to be a super Marvel Spider-Man nerd to know who Madame Web is. Okay. And even I don't know so much about Madame Web, but when we saw this and look,
such a dumb question. I was like, what franchise? I was going to ask what franchise.
Right. Yeah. So was a part of. This is one of those Sony Marvel offshoot type things like Venom and the Morbius movie. Yeah. So look, the latest Marvel movies, as we know, have not been great. And so when this one was the trailer, my wife and I looked at each other like, didn't see it. Glad we didn't see it, because even the stars aren't really that happy to be a part of it either. So everyone seems to be trashing on this movie. So let's first start with Sydney Sweeney. Now, she was in the movie, and if you caught her on SNL when she hosted not that long ago, she did during her monologue that, hey, you may have seen me in Anyone But You or Euphoria, but you did not see me in Madame Web. Ouch. Dakota Johnson also, in a recent interview with Bustle, kind of just, she had her reasons, I guess, but she says in the interview, quote, I'd never done anything like it before, and I will and probably will never do anything like it again because I don't make sense in that world. And I know that now. And she says, quote, sometimes in this industry, you sign on to do something and it's one thing, then you're making it. It becomes a completely different thing. And it was a real learning experience. So
see, to me, that just tells me she didn't understand the assignment.
No, she didn't.
That's not the script. Right.
And here's the other thing, too, is Michael Keaton also, he's been doing a couple interviews to talk about his new movie. He directed it, too, and it's with Al Pacino. Oh, I forget what it's called. But anyway, he was asked about the Marvel films. And when he popped up in the end of Morbius for like a cameo for his role of Vulture, which he did really good in for the first Tom Holland Spider-Man movie, which was great. Okay. So he popped up for a like post-credit scene in Morbius. And Michael Keaton revealed, he's like, when they brought it to me, I'm like, oh yeah, okay. And then after I'm like, wait a minute, what? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like he goes, even the people trying to explain it to me couldn't explain it to me. That is a problem.
Yeah.
If you are trying to explain and even you don't understand it, that should be like, wait, time out. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And right, if Dakota Johnson thought, oh yeah, this sounds cool, and then wait, what am I doing? Yeah, no. I mean that's a big red flag.
Well, yeah, so, but like that's your responsibility. If you don't know like what you're saying, I mean, if it changes mid-production, then quit.
Right. Yes. And then just, you know, the movie just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Recasting, or whatever.
And there's nothing to that, at least that I've read, to seem like it. There's some sort of connection to the whole MCU storyline. It's just kind of an offshoot. So, I mean, it's just kind of like one of these throwaway movies that I guess Sony Marvel just felt like they had to make. I don't know. Look, I don't understand if you're trying to take some of these secondary characters to make them something, it isn't really working. Just stop. Regroup. Yeah. And I think not to belittle what happened with why is his name escaping me? He was just accused, or he was just found guilty of assault on his ex-girlfriend.
Jonathan Majors.
Gosh, I'm seeing him. Like, why can't I think of him? not to belittle that, or you know, honestly, it was a terrible thing that happened. But in a way, I think that for him to be convicted and Marvel letting him go, because he was kind of going to be like the central storyline of this saga of the MCU. Mm-hmm. I think it gave Marvel an out to be like, okay, this is our chance to save it.
Yeah.
Let's retool it. And I think that's what they're doing. I think they already had these movies already in the pipeline. And when the whole Jonathan Major things happened, it's like, okay, just release the film, do it, whatever you got to do. Let's just, we'll recoup down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's where they're at, but yeah,
My beef is if this had been a commercial slash critical success,
mm-hmm.
she would have been like, this was the greatest film ever. I had such a good time playing this role. Like it would have, it's the fact that it flopped.
Right.
And her quote unquote star power couldn't fuel it into a commercial and critical success. Mm-hmm. That's the problem that I have. If you didn't have a good time filming the movie, that's fine. That's right. Fine. But read the room as well. Cause like, as we've discussed, there are so many people involved with making a movie. It's mm-hmm. not fair to be like, oh, well, it was supposed to be this. And when I signed on and then it wasn't, and that's why it sucks. You just threw your whole, like your crew, like your, everyone that worked on that film, you just threw them under the bus. And it's just like, why? That's just, it's in poor taste, in my opinion.
It is. I mean, look, and Sydney Sweeney, look, I have a whole opinion about Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with her co-star, Glenn Powell. And again, they pulled that same stunt again when she hosts on SNL. It's like, look, just someone on her PR team needs to just pull her aside and treat her like a child for a minute and be like, stop.
Yeah.
It's done. It's over. It's getting old. Stop with that joke. You're going to ruin your career. You're going to be labeled something that maybe you want to be labeled as, maybe you don't, but it doesn't look good.
No, and like, that's not what you want to be known for. I mean, it's not. Look at Ariana Grande right now.
Yes, like, Ariana Grande's in that same boat.
Yeah, it's just like she's got new music, but all anyone can talk about is her boyfriend and like how all that stuff went down.
Yes, and she redid Brandy and Monica's The Boy Is Mine for that album, and it's like, whoa.
Cringe.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just
if you are sending a message, you did it and it doesn't look good.
Yeah, the message is received, but not well.
Right. It's like, I mean, you want to look, you want to tell your story or your art, whatever it is. But I mean, you said it loud and clear. And yeah, you're right. It's not being received well.
I mean, she even with like even Yes And. I think Yes And is a cringy song.
Yes.
And it's just like it's so even gross.
Her new single, We Can't Be Friends. It's like,
yeah,
we get it.
Yeah, that's the hill you want to die on, is not being a girl's girl. Like, gross. Right,
you want to be the home wrecker? Okay, I guess if you want to own it. But
and Sydney Sweeney is so pretty and talented. She's so talented. It's like, why are you pivoting to this? Like, why do you want to be known for that when you are so talented and you have so much to offer and you're like, but did I sleep with my co-star? Like, that's not cute.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
And she keeps talking about her fiance. And I'm like, look, if I'm your fiance, I'm just kind of like, look, it was funny at first, but now it's getting kind of bad. I mean, it's getting to make me angry now. Stop. Or this isn't going to work. I don't know. All right. Moving on to Princess Kate. If you remember, we talked about this. There was the Mother's Day photo for the UK that was retracted because it was obviously edited.
Mm-hmm.
And caused more stir because there's already been conspiracy theories that there's something with Princess Kate and she's, you know, she had abdominal surgery, but there's so many theories out there and conspiracies about Princess Kate. Well, apparently Princess Kate feels, quote, awful about the photo. And she also posted a message on the official, the Prince and Princess of Wales X Twitter account, where she said, quote, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. See, I don't, I don't understand why anyone thought that, hey, let's squash this. We know she's probably not looking her greatest, but let's just try and edit it. I don't know. Maybe the royal family needs to talk to Taylor Swift's people and be like, how do you go about this? Because we're not doing a very good job of whatever it is we're trying to do. I mean, look, if she wasn't the best, I don't understand why whoever thought it was a good idea. Well, let's just go ahead and just Photoshop this and do the worst job at it.
Well, and also, like, I thought that she didn't take the photo. I thought William took the photo.
I know. I just don't understand why there had to be a photo. Or
exactly. Just don't take the photo. Take the photo now. I mean, there's right. so much.
Or you know what? Just use an old photo and be like, from Mother's Day, I don't know, 3 years ago or whatever. And, you know, hey, happy Mother's Day. You know, doing well, or, you know, road to I don't know, whatever it's got to be. I'm sure it runs through a bunch of different people in the royal family, press, communications people that, hey, you know, let's be smart about this. But someone dropped the ball. I don't know if it was Princess Kate, whoever it is, but someone really dropped the ball on this, which really just then fueled more conspiracies.
Yeah.
And you're not, and it's just getting worse. Yeah. In this day of age, in the last several years, with social media and conspiracies have gotten way out of hand. And when one gets started and you're trying to squash it and you do this, you're just fueling it.
Yeah.
Look, you could have put out a photo from 3 years ago and just had a current message from Princess Kate, you know, wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day in the UK, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And there still would have been conspiracies, but it may have kind of died it down. But all you did was just fuel it even more.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're going to do now, but apparently I don't know if it looks like Princess Kate actually did it because she signed it with C, but I can't believe that Princess Kate thought, I'll just go ahead and Photoshop this. Here's a photo, guys. Go ahead and post it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't. I'm sure there were more other people involved than just Princess Kate and posting a photo with a message.
Well, and there's so many like smarter ways of dealing with this.
Right.
It makes me concerned as to why we are not handling it. Like why is there such thing as Kate Gate? And what did I see? I saw on TikTok. Well, it's a March Middleton Madness.
Exactly. And look, with the royal family, I mean, look, the royal family has had their own people to do all of their, I shouldn't say stuff. They have people in place for these kinds of things. And it just seems like as of late, they've been doing a very bad job.
Yes. Yes, they have. They've been doing a bad job for a while. Well, here, I shouldn't say that. The public does not trust the crown anymore.
Right.
And this has just made it exponentially worse.
Right. Look, if you're trying to make Harry and Meghan be the bad guys in the story, you're not doing a very good job, because all you're doing is just reinforcing what Harry and Meghan have been saying all this time. And now you're going ahead and just basically proving them right.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that Harry and Meghan have been saying, and I'm like, oh no, that can't be right. They're just, maybe they're not wrong. I don't know. They've been doing a very poor job. And, you know, what Harry and Meghan have been saying in the press, it's like, well, maybe this is actually true. Maybe they're not lying.
You can tell just how, like, I don't know if narcissistic is the word, but just like so unaware.
Yeah.
Like they're so involved in themselves and like their image that they don't realize that them trying to save face with this dumb Mother's Day photo ended up being so much worse. And it's like, oh, we'll just let her rest for a while and recover from her surgery, but William can still go and do his stuff. So then he's seen without her, and then it causes more speculation. It's like, just take some time off, both of you, because you're in the way, you're causing problems. Like, go away.
Yes. Just, you know what? If you got to write a statement, write a smart statement.
Yeah.
Don't do this again. Tell me
you can't afford to hire someone to handle stuff like this. Why are you having such difficulty with it?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, reach out to Taylor Swift people and be like, hey, how would you guys handle this? We're having some problems here. And then Taylor Swift can save the world.
Thank you.
Everything comes around to Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift should be the new queen of England.
Just make her the queen of the world for all we care. Probably a lot better than how things are now.
You ain't wrong.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to a different Kate Beckinsale. Boy, we don't know what's going on with her, but she also shared a Mother's Day post to tribute her mom for her birthday, but then also shared some photos of her in the hospital. I mean, she looks pretty bad. I mean, we don't know what, she didn't reveal what happened, but in her post, she revealed to being sick, but didn't reveal what that is. She said, thank you to those that love us and support us when it's blank, begins with an S, and try to make sure that there are some bits that aren't, and for looking after our dogs when we can't, and lead us to remember happy things when we can't, and turn up when we are sick and sit with us and send balloons and check in and pull us out of wells with love. We don't know what happened with Kate Beckinsale, but I mean, the photos, I mean, she doesn't look well. And yeah, it's, people are kind of hoping that she's okay. We're hoping she's okay. But yeah, we don't know what's going on with Kate Beckinsale, but yeah, we hope that things are going to be okay with her. As I'm kind of looking here to see, I guess she did post an update where she's in the bed. Now, she's got another photo of her with her her cat Willow, where she looks a lot better, but she's still in the hospital. No one seems to know what happened, but I hope we'll see. Hopefully she's going to be okay. I guess they allow the cat in with her, though, in the hospital.
Well, when you're Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, when you're Kate Beckinsale, they'll let you do anything. Also, another scary thing, Olivia Munn. This caught a lot of national headlines, too. She shared her recent diagnosis with breast cancer. Now, here's the thing, is that she posted a photo of her in the hospital bed, and then she had a statement on Instagram as well, where she said that back in February of 2023, she took that genetic test that, you know, looks for 90 kind of different cancer genes, and it came back negative. Well, thankfully, her doctor was smart enough to be like, let's just look at this again and kind of calculated some things and realize that, well, no, she actually does have breast cancer. 2 months later, after that test she took in February of 2023, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And thanks to her doctor, caught it early enough to where she said she had undergone 4 surgeries in 10 months. She also had a double mastectomy, but she praised her doctor for taking the time to have a second look at that and discover that, yeah, you know, you have breast cancer.
This is terrifying.
Yeah.
And let me, I'm going to get on my soapbox for just a moment. This is so important. I do not like Olivia Munn. I'm not a huge fan of hers, but the fact that she is broadcasting this information, making sure it's public knowledge, the platform that she has, like, she's gone the absolute 100% correct and effective way of informing her platform and utilizing her platform in, like, for good. So the number one cancer that people who have had, thyroid cancer are for in women. So I've had thyroid cancer. So what I need to be on the lookout for in the future, because once you've had one kind of cancer, you can potentially get more. So I need to be on the lookout for kidney cancer, nerve cancer, something like that, nervous system, something like that, and breast cancer. It's very, very important that you are getting checked. Do self-exams at home. Talk to your doctor. Make sure that you are on the plan. Like, the fact that she's used her platform to be like, hey, this can happen to anyone. I'm Olivia Munn and it happened to me. Get checked and like, this is what happened. I'm so grateful for, because it was like a wake up call even for me, because I'm like, I've been so worried about making sure that my thyroid levels are solid and I don't have a recurrence with that. That it was like, oh no, like I have a whole host of other issues. I need to be on the lookout, and we need to be on the lookout regardless. You need to be doing your preventative care, going to your doctor, talking to your doctor, having those difficult conversations, and doing self-checks.
Yeah. I mean, even if you did do that, because didn't Angelina Jolie do the same thing? Didn't she do that test for like the cancer genes?
Yes.
And that's how she came back and realized, oh, I actually have it.
Yes. And to be fair, the genetic tests are expensive, not always covered by insurance. And if you do not have like insurance through your like employer, if you have to buy a policy or you're in between jobs, having that genetic test, insurance companies can use it against you and deny you coverage or up your coverage costs.
I see.
Because you're a high risk.
I see.
Like my insurance is always going to be expensive because I've had some health issues even when I was a child. So I have a like what they call a pre-existing condition. And now that since I've had cancer, if I try to buy an insurance policy, they'll jack up my rates because they know that it's very common for you to have cancer a second time once you've had it once. So. Right. So tread lightly with the genetic testing, but also like I said, talk to your doctors.
Yeah. Well, and so Olivia Munn shared that her doctor calculated her breast cancer risk assessment score. So I guess that they look at factors like age, family, breast cancer history. Olivia said that she had her first child after the age of 30, and that calculation came down that she had a lifetime risk at 37%. So that's, I guess, because of that score, that's where she got sent to the MRI, which then led to an ultrasound, a biopsy, showed that she had luminal B cancer in both breasts, which is an aggressive, fast-moving cancer, according to Olivia, which led to her double mastectomy 30 days after the biopsy, too. But you're right. I mean, don't go based off the cancer gene test. Talk to your doctor. Even ask about that breast cancer risk assessment score. I would assume that, you know, asking about that, they could probably at least give you an idea, which, according to Olivia, her doctor doing this is what saved her life, because had her doctor not done this or had that talk with her doctor, it might have been too late for Olivia.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, if you haven't checked it out, go check out Olivia Munn's Instagram to see her story. All right, finishing up with our WAS story. I may have seen this because I did watch some early seasons of American Idol, but I don't remember this. And a lot of people are discovering this for the first time or being reminded of it. But Reach Your Star Alan Ritchson auditioned on American Idol back in 2004. He was 20 years old. Yes.
Wow.
And I resurfaced clip of Alan, a young Alan Ritchson from Niceville, Florida, auditions for a very giddy Paula Abdul. In fact, in the clip, Paula is telling the American Idol cameras, quote, there was this one guy in Atlanta, his name was Alan Ritchson, and he's totally hot. Randy and Simon decided to leave the table and let Alan sing the whole audition for me. And look, I'll admit, Alan, he's got some pipes. He gets down on one knee and he's all like stroking out Paula's arm and she's all like touching his face, all giddy. And Paula, Randy Jackson, and Simon Cowell all gave him a yes to move on to the next round. I don't know where obviously he didn't win. I don't know how far he got. But just a year later, after appearing on American Idol, he made his acting debut in the CW series Smallville.
Wow.
Yeah. And then got his breakthrough role in 2010 in that comedy series Blue Mountain State. Then obviously went on to on the show Titans, and then eventually as Reacher. So yeah, who would I'm looking at this like either I didn't see it or it just now resurfaced and people learning for the first time, like Alan Ritchson was on American Idol. And man, look, 20-year-old Alan, 20-year-old Alan Ritchson, not as jacked as current Alan Ritchson. Like, he looks fit. Don't get me wrong, but you see Alan Ritchson now. Alan Ritchson now could probably beat up 20-year-old Alan Ritchson.
Well, and that's on growth.
It is. It's right. Yeah, it is. So, yeah, if you haven't seen that, go check out that clip of Alan Ritchson auditioning for American Idol 20 years ago. That's crazy. I love these little nuggets when you realize certain things about certain celebrities. Like, they did what?
That is that's super cool. I always love when I find out that celebrities are friends.
Yes.
Like hearing, exactly. You know, like knowing that like Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler are like besties just warms my heart. Like, it's just, I think it's so cool.
Like they all just don't like, they all do like each other, some of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Weekly Trash Recap Podcast. As we recap and discuss some of the big Hollywood news and gossip from the week, you can listen to previous episodes at B1029.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. For Shyler, I'm Joe from B1029. We'll talk to you again next week.